if you're thinking about publishing an audiobook, then chances are pretty likely you're thinking about all the different avenues. For the past couple of weeks, I've discussed Audiobook Creation Exchange, otherwise known as ACX, and Findaway Voices. Now, as we keep plugging forward here on discussing where you can self-publish an audiobook, we're going to move over to the next viable option. At least some people feel this is the viable option, known as Authors Republic. And I say that with a sense of hesitancy, and you're going to find out why I feel that way in today's podcast, so make sure you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
What's happening? It is episode 80. Oh my gosh, we're 20 episodes away from the episode 100 here of the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. And I'm just tickled to death that you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about one of my favorite things in self-publishing. And today is going to be a very interesting foray into the world of publishing audiobooks. And rather than bloviate about the importance of audiobook publishing, I'm just going to put it this way. If you want to diversify your author income, if you want to bring in more readers, then it's a good idea to have not only just ebook, but you need to have print book and audiobook. And of course, I discussed ACX and I discussed Findaway Voices, but there's another platform that has been brought up in many conversations and even some would-be experts in the world of self-publishing, especially in the YouTube space, believe that Authors Republic is the bee's knees. They feel that it is better than any other avenue, but I'm going to be here to kind of push back a little bit. Just a heads up, and this is a little bit of a spoiler alert. Today's podcast, I'm going to be sharing some facts, and there's going to be some opinions sprinkled throughout. So please take that with a grain of salt and understand that you need to do your own due diligence when looking into this avenue, because there are some people that really do like it. Unfortunately, I'm probably not one of those people. So we're going to talk about Authors Republic. They're essentially an aggregate audiobook publishing platform. Aggregate publishing meaning that you upload your content and they upload it to various other platforms on your behalf. It's kind of nice. Most audiobook publishing works that way anyways, because very few platforms allow self-publishers to directly upload audiobooks. It just doesn't work that way. You have to go through an aggregate because they kind of play as the filter, the vetting device before it gets out into the market. Because places like Apple doesn't want to fiddle around with figuring out if your stuff's in specs and if, you know, hey, is this narration good? Is this pirated? They just allow those aggregate publishers to handle all that stuff. The Alliance of Independent Authors, one of the places that I've long touted as being just one of my best go-to resources and something you should definitely look into, they have what's called the Watchdog Services list. And they talk about numerous companies and services that are available and whether they're good or not. And believe it or not, Authors Republic actually has an excellent rating, and they're also a partner with the Alliance of Independent Authors. So that's a big feather in their cap. That's really a big deal. So that's why I say, like, hey, look, I'm going to give you some of my opinions, and it may not align with the things over there at Ally. So that's why I'm going to kind of just take it one step at a time. They only do audiobook distribution. That's it. There's no ebooks. There's no print books. Authors Republic just focuses on audiobooks, and it doesn't look like they're going to be doing anything else besides that. They have no narrators for you to choose from. That makes it simple for us. So if you have your book, let's say, narrated elsewhere, you hire someone on Fiverr, maybe you got someone on ACX through a non-exclusive agreement, maybe you found someone through Findaway Voices, and you've got the audiobook tracks that you can just upload it on over into there, then, you know, chances are very likely Authors Republic is for you. They do have a resources page for hiring a narrator, and it's pretty cool. They actually have a number of websites they refer you on over to that you can take advantage. It's not just a simple thing going to the resources page and they go to ACX. No, they actually have some legit websites. I clicked on a few of them, and some of them seem pretty doable. So I'm thinking that with a company that comes with an excellent rating through Ally, they're probably doing their best to vet some of these services as well, because obviously it's on their website. They're recommending you go to it, so you're not going to be going to someone who's going to be ripping you off, hopefully. I can't speak from experience, unfortunately. So the distribution for Findaway Voices is, It's interesting. I'm going to say that in the nice way. Okay, so they have distribution to places like, here's the easiest way for me to put it. It breaks off into groups. You can distribute to Amazon, Audible, iTunes, which essentially is ACX distribution. Okay. And then I'm going to say in quotations here, the rest of our retail partners. Okay. So you have two selections. And something I'm going to get into a little bit here is that last year when I tried to use Authors Republic, I wanted to just specifically deselect not just the ACX distribution, but I wanted to remove Findaway Voices because I was already using it. That meant that there was only about two avenues I could have utilized through Authors Republic, which I was totally cool with that. But when I reached out to them, they were like, no, it's an all or nothing thing. So there's the two selections. You can deselect ACX, or you can deselect the other retail partners, hence why I put it in quotations, but you can't specifically remove specific avenues. So if there's an avenue you don't want on their distribution, too bad, so sad. They won't do it. And I was like, what that makes no sense. Like, why can't I take and remove it? Let's say there's a specific avenue. I don't like it. Let's say for some reason I'm like, you know, I don't like Kobo. Can I remove Kobo? Nope. Can't do it. You got an all or nothing type mentality. So that already kind of tweaked me just a little bit. Has it changed since then? I haven't seen anything. And during my research for today's podcast, I saw that it pretty much is the same thing. So at any rate, they do have the distribution. Okay, so they lay out a lot of different avenues. And their distribution includes places like audiobookstore.com, Audioteca, AudioMole, Blinkist, Deezer, Napster, Spotify, YouScribe, and one that gets me scratching my head, YouTube. Okay, what? YouTube's a video publishing platform. Why are you putting audiobooks onto YouTube? Okay, I get it. You know, maybe you're uploading it for them on their behalf, but last I knew, you're not going to get paid for that audiobook. Okay? It's not going to happen unless you, for some reason, get it published and then they start collecting AdSense. And are they going to give you AdSense? And I'm going to tell you this, AdSense doesn't pay the bills, folks, for a lot of people. I know some people that have hundreds of thousands of subscribers and barely make a few hundred bucks per month when it comes to AdSense. So the YouTube's one got me kind of scratching my head. There's some redundancies and even some dead sites or links I discovered too on their main page. The redundant area is, they say Barnes & Noble booksellers, and then another line they say Nook. Do you often repeat yourself? It's the same thing. I don't know if they're trying to impress people that aren't in the self-publishing industry long enough. Like, they get some complete noob that goes over their, oh my gosh, look at all those distribution avenues. You don't need to fluff it up. Okay, just say Barnes & Noble booksellers or say Nook. Either one's fine, but saying both of them kind of makes me not trust you as much. And then they mention Apple not once, not twice. They mention it three times in their distribution. They've got the Apple Books logo, and then they have Apple Music. Your audiobook doesn't go to music, folks. And then they have Apple iTunes, and then they have another. It was three of them. And I'm just like, just say Apple once. To Apple once. That's it. That's all you need to do. The dead links I found, there was one of them that goes to a company called Mackin, and it went over to a dead link, but then I visited Mackin's site. So Mackin must have removed whatever link that Authors Republic was utilizing. They are still distribution avenue. So there's that. And then the other one's Playster. Folks, not sure if you got the memo. Playster's done. It was done, I think, earlier this year, if not last year. So they need to kind of go through and clean up their list and remove redundancies. That's just ridiculous. So that's the distribution. Let's move forward. They have the same audio specs that you can expect over in ACX and Findaway Voices. Rather than me going into all that kind of stuff, just go ahead and review their FAQ section, or you can go to ACX audio requirements, or even find away voices for audio requirements. How do they pay? Their payout is 70% per sale. Great. Friggin' love it. I love it. If it had a face, I'd kiss it right on the lips because I love it that much. But they're an aggregate publisher. So of course you know you're getting 70% of net profit. Okay, I'm all right with that. Let's compare that though to Findaway Voices. Oh, wait a second. They distribute through Findaway Voices. Hang on. On Findaway Voices, when you distribute directly to them, you get 80% of every sale. So 80% of the net profit, 20% goes to Findaway Voices. You measure that to Authors Republic, you get 70% of net profit. They collect 30%. But okay, now we're going to get into a little bit of inception. We're going to have to do some maths here, folks. Going to have to do some maths. If you're distributing to Findaway Voices by way of Authors Republic, then you're pulling 70% of 80% of net profit. But wait, net profit. That means that there's only a percent of each sale that you're going to collect 80% of that 70% through there. You keeping notes here? Confused yet? I was kind of confused myself. An aggregate publisher for an aggregate publisher? What? Why don't you just go straight to Findaway Voices? That seems like the logical solution. So let me break this down. So anybody that's listening to this can kind of jot some notes. So if you're driving your car or you're doing your workout, you might want to get a pad of paper and a pencil and come on right along with me. So Apple, when you publish to Apple by way of Findaway Voices, it's a 45% of net profit. Okay, so the manufacturer suggested retail price. So if your book, let's say for instance, is $10 on Apple, you're gonna collect 45% of that. Okay, let's break that down. So that's roughly about $4.50 that you're gonna get by way of Apple. Now, it's coming through Findaway Voices, you're gonna get 80% of that, which is about $3.60. You're welcome, I did the math for you. But what if, here's time for some inception, what if you're fulfilling your book through Authors Republic that fulfills it through Findaway Voices that goes out to Apple? Well, you're going to be getting 70% of the 80% of the 45% of your manufactured suggested retail price. So that means that a $10 book that you have priced on Apple, you're only going to get $2.52. What? $3.60 versus $2.52, all because you decided to go through a middleman of a middleman. I'm going to give my opinion towards the end of this. So stay to the end. Now, how do you get paid? There's two different ways. They have PayPal, which is a vast majority of people probably going to utilize, or they have direct deposit. Now, the catch with direct deposit, and I understand probably, is they have to do, you have to be US-based. So if you're outside the US, you can't take direct deposit, and you have to have 10 or more titles. Chances are pretty likely they want to make it worth their while for doing ACH, wiring out your money, okay? Makes sense. And you have to have $10 or more of revenue within a 30-day period before they do pay out, or otherwise they hold on to it until it pretty much rolls over to the next pay period. They pay out every 30 days after the close of the month, and this depends largely on the avenue. This is much like any other audiobook publishing platform. They've got to wait for the sales to come into their dashboard, and then they can send it to you. So let's say, for instance, you have sales over, let's say, on Bibliotheca, and it's in December. Then you'll probably see it in January being given over to Authors Republic, at which point it'll go from Authors Republic into your account another 30 days after that. Now, I'm not saying that's the exact scenario, because I'm sure Bibliotheca is being done through Findaway Voices, so that means that the sales being made through Bibliotheca to Findaway Voices, and then Findaway Voices brings the money over to Authors Republic, and then Authors Republic brings it on over to you. Whew! I had to take a nice deep breath right there. I peeked out the microphone because that's a lot to think about here, folks. Now, here's a big bonus. This is one I'm going to give them big kudos on, is the fact they're open to all regions. Unlike ACX, who essentially you have to be in the US, UK, Canada, or Ireland in order to actually use ACX. Kind of like Findaway Voices, Authors Republic allows all regions. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I need an audiobook platform that will distribute to the same thing as Audiobook Creation Exchange, then you're in luck. It is through Authors Republic. I'm going to get to my opinion in just a second, but before we do start to get to that, final thoughts when it comes to Authors Republic. When it comes to that, so I've got a mission here, folks. It is right now November the 2nd. It's been my mission all of 2020 to positively impact over 100,000 authors and self-publishers' lives. And if I've impacted your life in some way, that I've given you great inspiration or motivation, that I've given you insights that have helped move your business forward, if I've helped you out in some way that has increased your revenue or your awareness of self-publishing, then that's a positive impact. Can you do me a huge favor? I'm just doing a head count. The best way for me to headcount that is if you subscribe over on my YouTube channel. That's at dalelinks.com/YouTube. You can hit that subscribe button. And of course, ring the bell notification icon because I've got some real good stuff in the pipeline on over there that's going to give you even more of a positive impact. My final thoughts, is Authors Republic worth it? I don't like the fact they take credit for another aggregate publisher's work. And then they add a bunch of repeat avenues, like Apple listed 3 times. I mean, come on, really? Apple Books, Apple Music, and Apple iTunes? It's just Apple, folks. You don't need to say it 20 different ways. That'd be like me saying Amazon KDP, Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing, and Kindle Publishing. They're all three the same thing, okay? It's all the same. You don't need to say that all that many times. Just take one and go with it. The other thing you need to think about is, do you want to sacrifice earnings simply to gain a couple of new avenues that you wouldn't otherwise get through, say, Findaway Voices? Or would you like to skip right to the source, such as going right to Findaway Voices? Do you want a middleman for your middleman that's going to give you your money? You want somebody else, that extra layer? Just so you can get a couple more avenues. The full transparency just... I don't like how they have their main landing page and some of their information. It's not fully transparent. When you got redundancies and dead links and an inability to deselect avenues, like it was like, oh, it's an all or nothing thing. No, that shouldn't be possible. Because on Findaway Voices, you go over there, guess what you can do? You can deselect avenues you don't want. So if you don't want to be in libraries, guess what? Deselect, deselect, deselect. But going through Authors Republic, no, screw you. You're going to need to take that avenue. That's on you. All or nothing, I call it hogwash. Either they don't want to work, they don't want to put in the work, or they're wanting more of your money. And the bottom line is, they know that if they go ahead and distribute to as many avenues as possible and don't allow for deselection, that means they're going to make more money. And to me, I think that's baloney. Until Authors Republic can offer the option to deselect distribution to different avenues, I won't endorse their platform. Point blank. And I even said it to them via email. It was earlier this year. I was like, I can't get behind this. There's no way. No. So if you want to set up an account, go to authorsrepublic.com. This is not my endorsement of their platform. Again, they got to see about really fixing some things up. It looks like a great platform. But for the most part, anybody that tells you that it's the best platform out there have clearly not used the other avenues yet. And that's just my thoughts. Hey folks, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and do me a favor, leave me a review. And if you happen to be watching this podcast over on YouTube on the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast channel, yeah, there's a different channel for the podcast than there is the main channel. Make sure you drop a comment inside the video. I would definitely love to hear from you. In the meantime, between time, next week you're going to join me. We're going to talk about another platform called Level Up. And it's an interesting one, kind of like the same way Authors Republic, but in a different regard. So till later, I will talk to you next week, folks.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com. for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.